Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
Did the big tax overhaul eat into the value of the biggest financial asset of many Americans, their house? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Top U.S. and Chinese trade negotiators are set to sit down for trade talks today in Washington. A lot has happened since they last met. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now. Nancy, what's the backdrop for these things?
David, there are some new flashpoints. Just this week, the Trump administration blacklisted 8 Chinese tech firms and 20 Chinese public security bureaus. That means they can't buy U.S. components without permission, licenses from Washington. Then the Trump administration imposed visa restrictions on Chinese officials it says were involved in detaining and abusing Muslim minorities in China.
Right. And are there signs the two parties to this are willing to make concessions?
Well, the New York Times is reporting the Trump administration might be willing to give licenses to the Chinese telecom provider Huawei, which has also been blacklisted. That would allow Huawei to buy some select components from the U.S. But first, Beijing would have to make some major concessions, like improving protections for U.S. intellectual property, stopping cyber theft and forced technology transfers, and curbing government subsidies to Chinese companies. And so far, Beijing has been refusing these demands. If the negotiations break down, U.S. tariffs on $250 billion worth of Chinese products will increase to 30% in just 5 days.
5 days. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington. Thanks. The NBA is going ahead with a preseason game in Shanghai, really any minute now, despite the backlash that followed a tweet in support of Hong Kong protesters by the general manager of an NBA team. Some sponsors in China have pulled out. The NBA commissioner indicates the league supports free speech. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pack has an update from Shanghai.
There is a lot of open support for retaliation against the NBA on China's internet, but it's not clear how widespread this sentiment is. The Chinese web is heavily censored. Now, the NBA controversy isn't part of the U.S.-China trade talks, but it strikes at the heart of the Trump administration's allegation that China uses market access to force foreign firms to do things that Chinese firms aren't asked to do in the U.S., like hand over technology, or in this case, censor their employees' views. At the same time, the NBA is facing tough questions in the U.S., like why is the league running a basketball training camp in the Xinjiang region where the Chinese Communist Party has locked up over 1 million Muslim minorities? By the way, China denies this. The stakes are high. NBA reportedly derives 10% of its revenues from the China market. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pack for Marketplace.
Markets, the FTSE stock index in London is up 1 point. Here, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are also little changed. Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the big tax overhaul of 2017 hurting the value of what is, for many Americans, their biggest asset, their home? Now, you recall that the White House and GOP tax plan, amid benefits to some, also took away some key deductions for state taxes and capped the property tax deduction. This hit people in parts of the country with high property taxes and higher home prices, often so-called blue states. A new report from ProPublica and Fortune magazine calculates that the tax law is making house values lower in some parts of the country than they'd otherwise be, in a way that really adds up. The piece is the work of two voices that will be familiar to listeners of this program, Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi and the story's author, ProPublica editor-at-large Alan Sloan. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Nationwide, how much home value in the aggregate has been lost according to this analysis?
$1.04 trillion, which I round to a trillion.
Now, we should be clear. It's not that the tax law dropped the prices of homes in America by 4%. It's that they might have been 4% higher had it not been for the tax law, according to you.
Zandi says on average they would be 4% higher. In addition, a second source, a fellow named Hugh Lamley, his numbers were different, but he had a similar methodology. And when these two people who don't know each other and have never talked come up with the same methodology, you can be sure I'm going to listen.
All right. And Mr. Lamley is a retired Wall Street guy. Your piece examines a house in suburban New York. It's actually West Orange, New Jersey, an $800,000 house, which sounds like a lot in many parts of the country. It's really more upper middle class in the New York metro area. This effect of what the 2017 tax overhaul does really puts a dent into that home's value?
Right. This house has property taxes of just under $29,000 a year. And they used to be fully tax deductible. Now I'm assuming they're not tax deductible. And when you go through the math, you end up with a hit to value of somewhere between $138,000 and $173,000.
That range, depending on what mortgage rate that they're paying, okay.
So if you bought the house in, say, the middle of 2017, having no idea this tax bill was coming and you were going to lose your tax deductions, and you put up a 25% down payment, which is $200,000, your loss of value is more than half of what you put into the house. This is an extreme example, but it's very telling.
Now, what about the argument that the 2017 tax overhaul spurred economic growth? I mean, that presumably might create extra demand for houses, and that could drive prices up a little bit.
I suppose, but I don't think that happened any more than the average person got the $4,000 pay increase that the White House was talking about being a result of the new tax law.
ProPublica editor-at-large Alan Sloan, always good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, David. My pleasure.
His piece notes that some first-time home buyers would benefit from the lower house prices suggested here. Sloan's piece, entitled Trump's Trillion-Dollar Hit to Homeowners, appears in both ProPublica and Fortune magazine this morning. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.